September 15th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series, part two tonight. This Week in Waukesha is a Civic Media production in cooperation with WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, if you are in Waukesha, and as well as Word Brown Spiritus Writing. I am your host, Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in our beloved Banting Park home. And speaking of Banting Park, we're really honored to have back my neighbor and former constituent and good friend, Professor Rob Kuzner from UWM's, bear with me a moment here. He's the director of the Center for Sustainable Electrical Energy Systems, or CES is the acronym, the site director for the Industry University Collaborative Research Center, and the Grid-Connected Advanced Power Electronic Systems, or GRAPES. And Rob is a Joanne and Richard Grigg professor there at UWM. Rob, welcome back. And in case those of you who missed it, you got to check out the first segment, because Rob tells his whole story growing up out west. And then I knew your family moved around a little bit. I know at one point you were living on a farm. And then you also mentioned that you were kind of an assistant to your stepfather, who had an HVAC business, was a contractor. And it was there that you first started learning or developing an interest in, I guess what you'd say, power. And then led to some interesting opportunities at BYU and then at University of Wisconsin-Madison. So really, those of you just tuning in, you owe it to yourselves to listen to the first segment, learn about Rob's unique background that led him here to Milwaukee, doing some really interesting stuff. So Rob, take over from here and tell us what you're looking for some talent and some partners.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said, you know, towards the end of our last segment about people not expecting to have a huge technology talent pool. You know, some of these tech people that you've worked with, I guess, and here in the Midwest, here in the Milwaukee area. And I came out here because of the technology. That's why I came here. And that's why I'm still here. For me, this is where it was all happening. And so I mentioned that I'm involved in the area of power electronics, which is really what that means, is it's the use of transistor-based to convert power and energy from one form to another. And back in the late 80s, when I came out here and started my master's degree at UW's WEMPEC group, there really wasn't a lot of use of power electronics for basically the shaping of energy at all. I mean, and what was really taking off at that time were motors and controlling the speed of motors for, you know, systems, and that it would save a lot of energy. You know, if we could control the speed, it would make it possible to make systems a lot more efficient and better for the environment. But the power electronics is the technology that's behind a lot of things, electric vehicles and renewable energies. Without the advances and growth in the field of power electronics, which really is a young field, started in the late 80s, where it really became commercially viable to do a lot of this stuff, and it's just taken off. It's in just about everything. In the power supplies for your laptop. So basically, what we have, an industry university collaborative research consortium at UW-Milwaukee that enables us to collaborate with two other universities, University of Arkansas, University of South Carolina. And then we have affiliates all over the world in some of the most significant labs in the world. RWTH and Aachen University is one of them, for example, that work in the field of interfacing power electronic based systems to the grid.
Okay.
And so this center in the industry has enabled us to hire master students, and this field requires a extra training above what you would get beyond a typical bachelor's degree in EE. Mm-hmm. And so the center support really enables training for us to support. So basically what any research professor does is he pays the tuition and he pays for the salaries for his students to work for him. You don't just wait for people to show up, and at least that's the way I look at it.
And you have these opportunities now.
Yeah, and it's because of the industry support that we have, and we've been able to place them, and they are engaging with us in building up our laboratory facilities. So we have at our lab, we have what's called a microgrid there. It's a small electrical grid that enables you to put different sources of power together, energy storage, natural gas generators, solar. We even have a little wind generator there and then inside of our lab, we integrate that stuff together, and we work on scaling it up through digital tools. We also use a lot of the work I do, and it's mainly for the Navy, is to help understand the impact that technology would have on moving the needle of enabling better capability for principally electric ships is where I focus, but this can apply to so many areas. How much does an EV charging system, what technologies enable that? Now we're looking at data centers and their need for localized grids. And so the microgrid is a great application for that, where you can bring different sources together and control them. And so we train the students in this area. We also we work on the equipment design with equipment manufacturers as well.
So can I ask, Rob, how are you recruiting these students? Are you going like to the high schools or a representative from the university, like looking for your best, maybe the best students in the math and the engineering sciences, or?
Well, it's been pretty organic. Okay. It's tough to, I think it starts with just getting more students into the electrical engineering program so they can do this kind of work, just getting that. So we haven't really done as much as we should. The university has some on-campus things.
But are you engaging at all? Are you engaging at all with Waukesha South's Engineering Academy or any of those, any programs similar?
No. Okay. And it's a goal of mine to do that, but it's challenging where I have, you know, $2 million worth of research grant programs that I run, and most of them are for the U.S. Navy. So
you got to keep your eye on the ball. Yeah,
they're like my custom.
But it's kind of a toss-up, though, right?
At the time, yeah. What's that?
On your research, and then you've also you need to put.
You got to staff it, and I want to invest in them. So I think it does start with the high schools. We've had a little bit of a program with in Milwaukee's a couple of the high schools there where we've engaged with them, and I've had just a lot of them just walk into the lab and say, "I want to work with you."
Well, good, yeah, that helps too. Can I ask Rob? And I apologize for cutting you off. Power electronics, I think, as you said, it's not as it should be a household name, given that it's a burgeoning industry, right? Or has the potential. You've barely scratched the surface, number one. Number two, does UWM have a reputation for, I'm sure it ranks pretty high nationally for what is a pretty unique offering. Is that fair to say, or just it doesn't get enough fanfare or enough attention?
No, I mean, we're very well recognized for the work we're doing in the power and energy field. It's not just me. We have a professor there that works in the power systems area. He's a very well-known researcher in that area. Another, you know, we've got some, we're bringing on some new talent. We need more professors that teach in this area than, but we, yeah, I think that, and we have a reputation for in this area of power electronics for producing some pretty good work over the last 20 years, I would say, even prior to me joining. And then, of course, we're closely affiliated with Madison, which is, I'd say, of the among the top universities. We've got a synergistic, we do synergistic things. So we're really not competing with them. We can actually collaborate.
Okay. So, but then you also, you're also in the market for recruiting some industry partners, some companies that could benefit from this technology and from the research you're doing. Yeah. And, do those partnerships include where, like, those members of their team can get trained with you, or can, like, you know, gain some skill sets? That's part of the bargain.
Well, yeah,
the opportunity, I should say.
We do. But the way it works is interesting. Is all the projects are driven 100% by industry. So we have to sell the ideas to them.
Okay.
And then once we have a project, we will have weekly bi-weekly meetings with them.
Okay.
So we help them learn what we're doing as we're doing it. We give webinars. Every project has to do at least one webinar a week. We've developed short courses. My specialty area is electromagnetic interference and EMI.
Sure.
So I've done, you know, I can provide, and I'm actually developing if all goes well, a training center for EMI, for workforce training and EMI for people who are already there, because that's a challenging area.
Interesting. So what was I gonna ask? So you got the partnership. Now obviously you've done some work both in the private sector with Eaton Corporation and with the university, where
and
you're
with,
helping our you're
helping
Leonardo, our Navy.
DRS, I can name a bunch of our industry partners,
but,
where
but
yeah,
you're helping
we're doing work with the Navy.
You're helping the Navy power their ships.
That's right.
That's a big deal. And you figure that would just, like, you know, marketing that, I think, would be, it would attract, you know, like, students and other, you know, talents. But I'm also wondering, too, is, you know, in this kind of this, during this new, during this administration, there's been kind of, there's been cutbacks, I think, on federal grants. There's been, we talked about this the other day, because we both work on federal grants. There's been some changes. Is it safe to say that your program is pretty secure given the value proposition of the work that you're doing?
Well, yeah, the ship electrification work, as far as this federal government goes, has been, I think we're in pretty good shape. I've got more work than I've ever had to do there. One of my best programs, though, was on doing military base microgrids, and that work, because it's related to renewables, even though the area I work on is making it more resilient and more secure and available. That work was coming through the Navy. They've been hesitant to the funding doesn't look like it's being renewed, sadly, in that area under this administration. I don't know if that'll change, but they seem to pause. They paused a lot of things. And I've seen some of the programs starting up again, you know, in the power and energy area. It did look like a lot of things were not going to go anywhere, but then now they're starting to go again. So, you know, and a lot of what we do is tied to Congress and what their budgets are going to pass and things like that. Like every continuing resolution it's an adventure for my family here to see what's going to happen, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
whether I'm going to be in a good mood or not, you know.
I feel your pain. Well, I know, same. Yeah, we're waiting on a couple opportunities that, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, I think it's important that we invest in technology and in the future. And these technologies are not easy to develop. They're very multidisciplinary.
Yeah.
And it requires collaboration, industry, university. Mm-hmm. Other universities have different skill sets. And then I try to develop a range of skill sets in my lab with the students that covers a fairly broad range, you know, from digital electronics to packaging, you know, because it's all part of, so it's the most exciting area, I think, to go into, in my opinion, because you're
power electronics. You're
going to be seeing everything. Power electronics.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
power conversion, power electronic energy conversion. It's just, it encompasses just about every technology. We're doing a lot with thermal management. I spend a lot of my work on that, is trying to keep things cool, you know.
Sure.
And that's going to be a big deal. The usage of water and power is becoming a huge deal with these big data centers. And UWM has another collaborative center on water. So there's this opportunity for us to kind of combine efforts there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think finally we're seeing the day when that's going to be necessary with the advent of and need for data centers. And I'll mention that a lot of the work I do, we're kind of subject matter experts, so we generate a lot of data that's used for AI.
Nice.
You know, we model stuff and we generate the data that you can build models to make engineering more easier to do. And so that's becoming a really big part of our work right now, is doing that
for AI. Interesting. Yep. Yeah.
Generating the,
yeah,
the information needed for that.
Sure. Yeah. That's interesting. That's great.
And stuff. We use it to make systems more secure, also more cyber secure. So it's all there.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? Use it to make what?
So we use AI-based techniques to make electrical power systems more energy secure, which means available and harden them to events like cyber attacks and things like that. Yeah. And we have we do machine learning training, things like that.
Okay. What's the easiest way for interested students or industrial partners to get a hold, reach you? Is there a website or
If you want to Google UWM Center for Sustainable Electrical Energy Systems, or grapes, it's just like the fruit, and put power grapes next to it.
Yeah,
and you'll so see
grapes that. Plural, right? Grapes, yeah. Plural or singular?
Yeah, grapes, like a big bunch of grapes.
Grapes, power, you said. So Google grape power. Name.
Google my name, UWM.
Google Rob Cusner, Cuzner. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll talk to you, you know, contact.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing all this, because I think, and boy, it just seems like, as we said, we're scratching the surface in terms of the tremendous opportunities for students of all ages, for local employers, for, you know, economic development. You'd like to see maybe some more local government involvement and participation or endorsement, mm-hmm. I think would be helpful. So, and any final comments, Rob, in the last minute here, about what you're doing and what people should be aware of, and or how they should be taking advantage of the work you're doing?
Well, I just say that I kind of want to repeat again that this area requires special skill sets that you don't get with the typical undergrad engineering. So it's necessary for students to have a master's degree, and a PhD can go a long way to, my kids, students that graduate from my group with a PhD are in huge demand. They just sucked up into a job immediately. So So I would say that the engagement of industry and the support that people have for the university system in particular really makes this possible. And it has a big impact on our economy here. This kind of technology drives the economy in Wisconsin. Power, energy, and controls. This is a kind of a nexus center for that, for companies that work in those spaces. And so support it, be supportive.
Sure. Professor Rob Kuzner, thanks so much for being my guest tonight. We'll have to have you on again soon. And I want to thank everyone for joining us. Please remember, safety is everybody's responsibility. Health is everybody's right. Be sure to Google Grapes Power or Rob Kuzner, UWM, to see what your future could look like. So thanks again, everybody, for joining us on This Week in Waukesha. Go to Milamahagav Galer and see ya!